Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I'm here with Sean O'Brien. Maybe my favorite looking Otis hat.
Yeah.
I'd like to have one of those.
Yeah.
I didn't get one.
You didn't, buddy. And I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah.
But you got to commit to, you got to pepper them on the internet. They love it. So I got a girl now. So, I mean, I can hit her up. I can get you one.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
If you want one.
I think we'd both like that. I have another one that I like quite a bit, but, man, that one's special.
Yeah,
I
really
special.
Like that. Yeah, a couple of those, man.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I might have spoke too fast. This might not. My brother got me one, too. This might be for my brother, so I'm going to have to check. I mean, I got a box of it. So.
Yeah, man.
I mean, don't want to. I might have to take a step back on this hat.
Maybe pepper your brother on behalf of Tim and I.
Yeah. So what, yeah. he went to
we
the...
We do stuff for you all the time, man.
You sure do, but well, now that this is the first time he brought it up.
Yeah.
So I didn't know this is important to you.
Mm. He went to the Otis store? Your brother?
I don't know what he did. Okay. It was total coincidence.
Chip?
Yeah. He okay. got it the same week we did the Otis episode from, we did the episode on Otis.
Yeah?
Total coincidence. Total coincidence.
Is he as passionate about elevators as you are?
He just knows I'm freaked out by him.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I met somebody this weekend that's like big with Otis. It was huge with Otis. Now runs his own elevator company or something.
Oh, he left.
He spun off?
I think it's somebody that I know. And I just, man, it's just a blur. Long weekend. Tim Convey's with us, by the way, also.
Good to be here, guys.
Yeah, man. And I really like that Mizzou jacket.
Thank you.
Never seen that before. Is it new?
It's pretty new. Yeah, I've had it for a little bit. It was one that they packed so tightly, it was all wrinkly, so I had to really let that thing sit, and I'd have decided it's good to go.
Yeah, man, I think it's fine. I'm not going to beat up on you. I think the last episode, I was just eviscerated for having too many wrinkles with my linen shirt.
This doesn't have wrinkles.
It's got more than the shirt. Yeah, man.
Sean, do you think this is wrinkly?
No, not.
Sleeves?
This is just so people at home know, it's a Mizzou.
Sean, forget that it's Tim that's talking, and then you guys always agree and think. Just, it's got, look at the sleeves, more wrinkles than my shirt.
Hang on, but a dress shirt should not have as many wrinkles as
a linen dress shirt?
Either way. Yeah. I don't know. I don't, Randy, you want to get in on this?
No, he doesn't want to get on this.
I don't think a jacket.
Randy's a practical person. He's a man. He's not going to get into our stupid conversations that I started.
I don't think it's regular, but yeah, go Tigers.
Yeah.
Crushing
Sean,
it.
Sean, pulling a Dr. Pepper? Is that you?
Yeah, that is me, guys.
What happened, man?
Audio folks, we're going Dr. Pepper, zero sugar one.
Oh, zero sugar. Okay, yeah. I didn't see the zero sugar. You're not back on the sugar.
I did have a meltdown this weekend.
Yeah?
This is airing. This is our first episode since my showcase came out.
Oh, the special, yeah.
Yeah.
Tim, let's talk about your special.
Talk about Tim's.
Sean.
No, Sean killed it, man. It's getting a ton of response. Both these guys are getting a lot of people watching them, and the coterie just showed up.
Man, did they ever. Just, blown away. Huge thanks to everyone who watched and just, the internet these days can be so toxic. So sometimes you log into stuff and you're just, I don't even want to look. And it's like, there was a weekend that I had there where it's like, it was all warm. It was all fun. It was all positive reaction.
That's you weren't going to read the comments, right?
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm not a big, initially when we started this, I just think sometimes reading comics can be, comments can be dangerous. Depending on what people
positive.
Say, because you don't want negative stuff in your head. So
no, it's not people.
That wasn't the case.
Yeah.
And so I'm really grateful for everyone who tuned in and reached out. A lot of private messages, a lot of posts.
Oh, private stuff.
Things
I
you're
asked
not gonna,
a couple
you
private ones.
You
yeah,
don't want to share?
Nice. Stuff in anything?
I was just like, nice job. And, just saying there was the YouTube.
Thought you meant private, like don't ask.
Oh, no. We can talk about it.
Okay.
But just they privately wanted me to know that I did well.
That's great,
so
man.
I can see where
somebody wouldn't want to go public with the, right. that they yeah, like, enjoyed your comedy.
Hey, please keep this between you and me, but I liked it.
Yeah. I want my name out there.
Yeah.
I'm congratulating
you. Yep.
So.
It's between me and you.
Right. Yeah. So it was really cool. So thank you to everyone, which was amazing. Amazing bunch of people.
People love it. Congrats, buddy.
Tim's still going strong.
Yeah, it's great. We hit, as of the time of this taping, 20,000, which is huge.
Yeah, man. That's.
I got to watch it last night.
Oh, you saw it click over?
I did, yeah, because I was like, oh, I wonder what it's, and then it's like
pathetic.
Moved.
No, I did the same thing at 10.
See?
Staring at it. How was it, 3 hours?
It was 9999.
It's great. Or and then you like watched it.
And I'm like, I gotta see the see where it flips. Yeah, and then to refresh. God, and then still.
Been, that would have been great if it just never kicked over.
Well, it did. It actually went 99. it did take like 3 minutes and then it went to 10.06.
Yeah.
Okay. 0.06 or something. So and I never got a true 10,000.
Yeah. I always think there's a lag too on those things. But yeah, so fun. Thank you for both of us, for everybody who's watching, 100%. Especially Coder. It's great.
How'd you guys do this weekend out in Michigan?
I mean, let's go right to the driving. How was I? I drove.
Oh, you drove. Greg and I. This is interesting.
We haven't been on a trip like that in quite some time, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Let's.
I flew in. Tim and Kevin drove up, and then I drove with them from Grand Rapids to Madison on Sunday, and then I drove Madison home with them all the way home on Monday. So, I mean, he did a nice job.
Thank you.
A really nice job.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, he's a little shaky sometimes at like, oh, we got to get off here. Like you had some.
Yeah. Last minute.
Explain that. What
so you're mean? Going and then he didn't realize that you're supposed to get off and he's fading four lanes of traffic.
Just an exit that sneaks up on you.
Oh, right. I got you. You're like, oh, this is 0.2 miles away. I got to get over.
Yes. That happened quite a bit.
The people of Wisconsin, so good at so many things, but notifying you of an exit, not their strength.
Let's be honest. One
it's
of
more
the, one, I mean,
dairy
we
products.
Can blame Wisconsin, but the worst one was, half a mile outside of St. Louis.
It was
terrible.
You go a few different ways. It is, but it's set up terribly. We talked about that. Getting into the city is
it's true.
Yeah.
St. Louis is, when you're talking about Illinois over into Missouri,
yeah,
it is terrifying.
It is. There's 9 different ways to go.
It's not clear. Mr. McGuire, my next door neighbor. Worst interchange in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
I'll stand with him on that.
My favorite is, and I don't know that I've seen this anywhere else, there's signs where it's like, this lane is this lane is this. And you have to be here a while to realize they say the exact same things.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it's literally, they're basically just telling you the highway is going to split for a little while. But instead you panic because you're like, okay, 40 West, here we go. And then you see 40 West over there and you freak out. Yeah. It's very irresponsible.
No, they're coming from Illinois into St. Louis, into Missouri. It's horrible. It's been horrible forever. They don't do a good job with it. I think they could do a better job.
And the stakes are high.
The stakes are high. I'll tell you. Yeah. So he did a nice job driving.
So good job. He didn't speed.
Yeah, a couple of things. I mean, he speeds, which I like. He's not you. If I had to offer anything, and again, who am I to be telling somebody how to drive?
That's right.
Yeah.
Nobody.
When you pull, like he's pretty fast on the freeway, but then you get like if I have to go to the bathroom, let's say I have to go to the bathroom really bad.
Okay.
Okay. He goes slower than Sean O'Brien once he gets into the parking lot of the gas station.
That's true.
He goes like 3 miles an hour and is very, very careful about where he parks and can't figure out where he's going to park. And I'm like, yeah, man, I think a couple times I just got out of the car while it was moving and just just went into the gas station. I'm
That's
like, I can't take this anymore. I have to go to the bathroom. I had that wasn't his fault. We had one of those situations. By the way, I started drinking coffee.
We know. Yeah. We talked about this last week.
I had to go. Had to pee. And then it's just as soon as I realize I have to pee, there's nowhere to get off for a while. That's happened with you before. So it's like, not here, not here, not here. Okay, up there, 10 miles. Well, 8 miles, there's a car fire and everything just shuts down. So I'm like, oh, man.
We're at a standstill.
Really?
And this guy, you know how he gets. He's freaking out.
I was not freaking out.
You're freaking out.
I didn't say one word.
Internally. I could tell.
Okay, but you can't blame me. Yeah, that's
I'm not
like
blaming you.
Mind reading stuff.
No, yeah. I, we've all been in that situation.
Yeah, I was not a jerk about it.
No, I didn't say that at all.
You intimated.
No, I did not.
I will stand with Greg on that. It's a horrible feeling knowing when you got the literal pressure of your kidneys being like, I got to release this toxins.
Absolutely.
And I have to use the restroom. And you don't know. Is this 5 minutes? Is this 25 minutes?
Yep. It was brutal. Greg's right. Truck stop parking lots. It's precarious. It's a bit of a war zone. And I am very careful. People are pulling out, going this way and that way. So yeah, I mean, there were a few that it was a little comical because I thought you're supposed to park in one place, you're supposed to park in another.
I'm like, it just
overall on. Though, Really, really great driving.
Yeah, so he didn't give you too much anxiety behind, while you're behind the wheel.
I mean, you kind of go, at this point, it's just like, you just go for it. I know that he's unreasonable. So
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't he say anything?
No, just in general.
No, he's talking about
in life. You can't say that, man. You can't, like, I was quiet about it.
No, you were. I agree. I'm just, but he's asking if I was, like, nervous getting in. I made a decision just not to let it bother me. I know I'm a good driver.
Yeah.
But he was fine. He recognized it. And his criticism of me in the truck stop parking lots is totally fair.
Okay.
It's totally fair.
Good.
But great weekend.
Yeah, it was, the show's fun.
98-year-old woman.
Shows were good.
It's just like, I'm not sure I should be driving.
But I'm making I'm making up for that time on the highway.
On the highway. Yeah. Yeah.
And what he gains in one, he loses the other.
Yeah, he was hitting 90 on the highway.
You're still net positive. That parking lot. That parking lot, that's my time.
Yeah, yeah.
How was Madison?
Madison was phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
I want to go back and I got to do Bob and Tom Friday. So thanks to Bob and Tom and Josh. Got to have lunch with Josh
Arnold, our buddy. He was on the show.
Yep. Love Josh Arnold. So yeah, that was fun. And then both clubs were great. So fun. Kevin was with us because we were doing the music thing, and yeah, we had a great time. I had never been to either of those clubs.
Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids and Comedy Club on State and Madison. Both really, really good time. Grand Rapids had some art festival going on, and it's a very hip city. I've been doing this garbage walker thing where I pick up garbage and try to make a joke about it. And couldn't find any garbage in Grand Rapids.
Wow. That's an endorsement.
Grand Rapids is a very clean city. Very clean. I eventually found some, but I mean, I have an eye on garbage now. And I'm telling you, it's the cleanest city in America.
Well, there's one thing you found, but it was an art installation, unfortunately. It was very intentional.
I was like, yeah, who threw this on the side of the road?
The thing is called, it's called
art. This guy was like, I did.
It's called, this is an impression of an artist.
I kind of liked it.
He had a beret on.
Right.
And he's holding a, what do you call it? The palette.
Yeah.
That's what you call it. Yeah. Easel on his back. Yeah. It's called Art Prize. It's 3 weeks long. It's this big international art festival. And it was cool. We got to walk around that for a little bit. And yeah, Grand Rapids is cool. And then Madison, amazing. One of my favorite cities in the country.
Unbelievable.
That club is everything that everybody says it is. Just a amazing place where they take such good care of you.
Yeah.
And just cool. Fun shows. A lot of the coterie was out, a lot of consumers fans. A lot of people asking about Sean O'Brien.
Nice.
Asking about the special. It was great.
Alana up in Grand Rapids, she painted us some little ducks with brands on them. Yours is Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I left them up there, but they're gonna be delivered to me today, I think. The guy from Grand Rapids had to send him.
Oh, that's nice. So you forgot to bring him home.
Forgot him in the green room. But yeah, I immediately texted him. He's like, oh yeah, they're on the way. So FedEx. I'm not going to give the tracking number over the.
Yeah, that's private information.
Over the
air. Gotta find those ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Also, they're really cool ducks. You're going to love them.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. Also, I shipped out most of the prize packs at the UPS store. Yesterday.
Right.
Got them all out. Not all. I think we got like four or five left. We're waiting on, they were waiting on addresses or emails from like three people.
Yeah.
So go back to, I believe it's the Burger King episode where we say who won.
Speaking of that, I got something for you guys. You can keep telling Sean about how the shipping is going. I'll be right back.
Then why did he even say it?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he's just gone.
He's wearing shorts too. Didn't he used to rip on you for wearing shorts on this podcast?
I can't remember if he was ripping on me or he just overall didn't care for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was hitting me about it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But. So anyways, we got, yeah, those are out.
Right.
Sean didn't help me. I did it on my own.
We got magnets, baby.
Oh, we got magnets.
Oh, nice. Look at that, man.
Consumers magnets. They are in stock. Come to the show. See any of us and all of us. And if you drop, I don't know, maybe if you say Sean 390, if you give us some sort of,
signal.
Insider stuff, you'll get one. Now, we'll also be giving them to people who are not familiar with the consumers and who sign up, subscribe, what have
that's
you.
That's kind of why we got them, is we thought, hey, we're going to give you a magnet, you give us a shot.
Yeah.
Okay, but, I mean, if you're part of the coterie, just get a magnet. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, but you got to prove that you're part of it.
Who did you make these, or how did this happen?
There's a company that specializes in magnets, and promotional items. I sent him the picture. It is, if you can't see, it is the little square thumbnail, if you will, that comes up when you listen to the podcast. Pictures of all of us. It's a pretty good magnet.
And is this the picture you don't like? Because it looks good to me. What's the one you don't like?
Yeah, I don't care for this one because I'm like, I think that was a headshot from a few years ago. And I think I put like bronzer on my face or something. So I'm like, I look like, I'm so pale. So I was like, oh, let's do this to even out. And now, you know, it's just not a natural looking skin color for me. So. But nobody's busted my chops too hard about it. So maybe
I heard some people Grand Rapids were calling you Middle Eastern Sean.
I mean, if that's how they look at it, that's their right.
But. I only got like 10,000 of these, so we'll be through them in no time. You don't have to worry about it.
Did we really get 10,000?
No.
How many we get?
100.
Like 1,000.
1,000?
Yeah.
We'll go through those in a minute.
By the way, I got to tell you something, Greg, and I just want to get it out now. We were talking about this, the I'm drinking the zero sugar.
Yeah.
I did celebrate this weekend. I was like, yeah, the special went well. People were nice. And I'm just going to admit it. I probably ate 27 boxes of those Tic Tacs.
The Skittles-ish ones?
That's what you binged on was Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
Why would you binge on Tic Tacs?
Because it's like I'm just a sick person. When that's all you have, sugar-wise.
Let's get you something else, though. I mean, if you want to, just get on.
Yeah.
Like you're going to celebrate. Don't celebrate with a bunch of Tic Tacs.
Too late now. The celebration is done.
Yeah.
But I thought I was going to maybe throw them in the mail.
Get some little Debbie.
So, yeah. Didn't do it.
You ate all the Tic Tacs.
Except for the mint. Anything that has any fruit.
Didn't we leave some of them here?
We left about 75 of them here. And 70 of them are gone.
He broke into Randy's.
You ate like $50 worth of Tic Tacs?
Yes. And I need to be a better person.
And we're not even giving those. Now we can't give them to the.
That's right. Well, I can make good. I can just reload by myself.
You won't. You say you're going to do stuff and you don't.
I'll do it. I'm sorry, UPS. I know it's going to come up. About those, where are those Tic Tacs, and I'm owning it.
I don't hate you for that.
It makes the Slim Jims look fun.
I've done that, man. When it comes to binging stuff that you're supposed to, I did it when I was a kid. I was selling candy bars for the band, and I just ate all the candy bars. My dad gave me a big lecture on that one. I got in some trouble.
Did you pay for them?
I don't know how I got out of it, but I didn't have a job back then.
Yeah, so. You weren't working at 10.
I think my grandma gave me some money or something, or maybe my dad covered me.
What is that, man? Why? What is that? Why is that a bomb?
I'm sure you probably just stole some kid's lunch money at school and made up for it, right?
Yeah, that's what I did.
He's like, yeah, I don't know what happened there. I mean,
you stole
money from some kids is what you did.
Very,
very simple.
I would say I'm the least likely of the three of us to steal.
Nope.
Yeah, I would say definitely have to steal.
From another, from like a classmate, another student?
Just to steal in general.
In your youth? No, you can't say that.
Yeah. Well,
let's hear your argument. Because we bring candy into a movie theater.
I mean, you stole silverware from a restaurant.
I'm not going to re-justify that, but most people are with me on
Sean
that.
Sean lies, so it's lying is right in there with lie, cheat, or steal. So it's like disagree. Sean's a liar, so I think that he probably would steal. I don't think he's the guy that's going to steal, but I think he's a little more likely because of his lying.
No.
I disagree. Yeah, you stole silverware.
I disagree that either of us are more likely to steal than you.
Okay.
That theft was justified. I was giving time back to the restaurant. People who worked in the industry were on my side.
I'm going to tell you a little secret about thieves. Everything that they've ever stolen is justified.
Oh, is that? I don't think that's true.
Oh, yeah. They've always got a reason. Freddie told me that. People that would steal from him when he was running the bar.
Yeah.
He said, there's not one person that I caught stealing didn't have a really good reason for stealing from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reject that Sean and I are any more likely to steal something.
Of course
I mean, I don't think we're more or less. I think there's good ethics at this table.
When I do
it comes
too.
To stuff like that. I don't think any three of us. So if anything, I will admit I technically stole some Tic Tacs that was supposed to be handed out. We'd bring them on the road and just throw some.
Listen, man, I don't think you're a thief, and I don't think you're a thief. You steal silverware. What you did was you embezzled. You embezzled.
I did embezzle.
See, that's what I was. I was about to say that Sean is,
and I embezzled those candy bars from the band.
Sean is so smooth that I think he would talk people out of things. He wouldn't have to steal it. You know what I mean? He'd have them give it to him and think that they would, they'd be happy about it.
Yeah.
You disagree?
Well, it depends what the context is.
I'm not mad at him about those Tic Tacs because I would have done the same thing. The only thing I'm upset about is like, you had a, you know, you wanted to celebrate.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm gonna get back on the sugar, have something great. And you had Tic Tacs.
I know.
I would have sent you, I would have called Aletha, got cheesecake to ship you something. You know, got a, yeah. I'd like to see you binge on a cheesecake. We had a bunch of cheesecake. Randy has probably some left, you know?
No, I know, man. It was not my finest hour.
I'd rather you, I would have gotten you some of that chocolate Jif, some of the dark roast. You know, there's all kinds of things we could have done.
You know how this works, man. This is like, you don't go in planning. It's not like you wake up on Tuesday and you're like, dude, Friday, I'm going off. It just happens, man.
I understand,
it
man.
Just, it, the product is there.
But these
I'm
days,
feeling good. There's 36 fruit flavored Tic Tacs. You start popping one at a time, then four at a time, and then you just
fruit adventure.
Fruit adventure.
So, yeah. And it sounds like you had a bit of an adventure.
Oh, I had a huge adventure, man.
I would like to see you next time. Just go to Walgreens and go get some stuff. Or you got that Quick Trip right next to you. They got Little Debbie in there. They got Tasty Cake in there.
They do,
or
man.
You know what? If you can't get off your couch, and listen, I'm a guy that can't sometimes, especially when I get home from a road trip.
Sure.
Grubhub, buddy. They'll get you. There's Grubhub. I can tell you all the things. Nate's got a whole bit about it.
He sure does.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, the Grubhub, I think they're a little egregious on prices, so I won't do it.
Oh, you think?
I mean, there's like, all right, I get you're making money for the service, but like, what is reasonable?
It's crazy.
It's a $30 pickup order is $75.
I'll fund it next time. I mean, you know, you ate $50 worth of Tic Tacs.
Every bit of it, as you would say. Every bit of it. $50, Greg.
Every bit of it.
I'm proud of you. Celebrate however you want.
Thanks, Timmy. Yeah.
I like the idea of a Tic Tac celebration.
And huge thanks to everybody. Just
it's an ongoing theme.
So happy with everybody.
Podcast. It's getting old. Whatever Sean says is fine by Tim, and whatever Tim says is fine by Sean. Those guys just...
There's a right and wrong involved.
They're as thick as thieves, if you will.
Very
easy,
well
Randy.
Played, man. Yeah, I know.
That's a good joke.
Randy, turn
thanks,
up the heat
Randy.
For him.
So. Thanks, Randy.
Hey, Randy, did you
the get the... The only guy I got here is Randy. It's the only guy I got.
Should we ask Randy if he watched anyone special?
The commenters are all about it.
Yeah, Randy?
Let's see what happened.
Dude, that was probably one of the funniest things I've seen in my life, dude. The dad bits were killing me. I always had loved the Amazon bit that I won't give out the punchline. I think that was one of the... My favorite ones, dude. Yeah, it's fantastic.
So you did watch.
You watched.
No,
Sean.
Are you just messing with us?
No, I watched it twice, man. The dad jokes, especially about the Netflix not working. I don't want to give out the punchline, but that was hilarious, dude. The channel. I laughed about that for days, dude.
Twice, man. Look at this.
Yeah. Oh,
you're very welcome.
Didn't watch mine. Didn't watch Tim's.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, watch Sean's twice.
You just got to be likable.
Not funny.
No, we're not going for that. Do you like
just like
all I care about?
No, that's great, Randy.
Yeah, glad you got Sean's back, man. The brand this week is Gillette. They make razors, they make shaving cream, they make some other stuff. I think maybe some scents. They are owned right now by the Procter and Gamble distributing company.
Mm. Oh, I see what's going on.
Yeah, I need to. I try to be honest about this. Who was my employer?
Inside job.
So I don't want to be biased, but P&G bought him in 2005 for $57 billion, the largest consumer goods acquisition in history.
Wow. And what year was that?
2005.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. It's a big one. Big one. The guy that founded Gillette, his name was. Gillette. Do you know what his first name
Gil
and middle name was?
Mm.
Gil Gillette's a good guess. You'll never guess it.
Why don't you tell me?
First name King.
King Gillette?
Middle name Camp.
King Camp?
Called King Camp, Camp Gillette.
You're right. I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, no. It's a good one.
King Camp Gillette.
King
Love
Camp
that.
Gillette, man. This guy, I mean, that's a name.
Yeah,
sounds
it
like
is.
A kind of like a 1930s professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come into the ring.
King Camp King Gillette.
Camp Gillette.
Iceman King Parsons was a professional wrestler. He's from St. Louis.
Oh.
Was actually a good high school wrestler for Maplewood High School.
Really?
Yeah. King Parsons won a state championship. I knew his son Rod, also a state champ from Maplewood High School. Iceman King Parsons.
Okay.
Back in the day, men used straight razors.
Yeah.
Some people call them cutthroat razors.
Ew, that's the thing, like the switchblade that opens up?
Yeah, I don't even know if it needs to open up. But okay. Yeah, you know, the where the barber has his razor. Yeah.
Like in the movie Rounders.
Rounders.
You ever see that? Yeah. They're getting the clean. What's it called? The cup.
Do they mention something? Is there a line in Rounders where they say, I feel like I'm going to get whacked? Because I always think like it's like, that's.
Oh, I think you're right.
I think they did.
Yeah,
say
Greg,
something.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think they said something about that.
Randy pulled up. Or like Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
Sean brings up a cool gambling movie. I bring up some musical theater. We've got everybody covered.
Everybody's
you
covered,
know what the razor is.
Dork. cutthroat razors are very effective, hard to handle. They take time. They need to be stropped before each use. Anybody know what stropping is?
Uh-uh.
You take like a piece of leather.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to, it's basically a way to sort of microscopically smooth out the little imperfections in the blade.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to do that pretty much before every use. And they also often need to be sharpened by a cutler. But the stropping is not a sharpening. It's a more of a smoothing and a straightening.
Okay.
On a microscopic level. Strop. S-T-R-O-P.
Okay.
William Painter was a guy that was King's mentor. Okay. He sort of preached like, manufacture something that can be thrown away.
Yeah.
Because then you got to get another one. William Painter made crown corks for the Crown Cork and Seal Company. What's a crown cork?
No idea.
Randy?
No clue.
Sean?
A crown cork is a cork that goes in a crown royal bottle if you lose the cap.
No.
All right.
Crown cork is a bottle cap, like a metal bottle cap. Because you know what kind of looks like a bottle? A crown?
Crown, yeah.
With the, what do you call that, crimping?
Yeah.
Sort of like the crimpets that Sean had 14 of. I wish he would have had those instead of the Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
So he was a mentor and in bottle caps. This guy makes bottle caps. And back in the day, metal bottle caps, you pop it off and you know use a ton of them.
Great.
He wanted to get into razors. He got money from his buddy John Joyce. Was trying to figure out a way to make a steel disposable razor. And he really couldn't figure out the tech until he hooked up with William Emery Nickerson. And he was an MIT chemist. And Nickerson figured out sort of how to use steel, bend steel, make the steel work for a razor.
Mm.
Probably not any relation to our friend Dustin Nickerson.
Sure, I was gonna say, man.
In that this guy comes with substance, William Emery Nickerson. Dustin Nickerson is a guy I've mentioned, no substance.
High moral character.
Comes in, I'm not saying anything about his morals, but he comes in with a lot of energy, okay?
Yeah.
And he's got nothing underneath. He's got nothing. He's not trying to help us with the brand. He's not bringing information. He's just coming in, it gets in his head. Smart enough guy to realize, hey, these idiots think it's funny when I put down Greg. Mm. So I didn't prepare anything. So I'm going to come in and I'm going to lean on that.
Mm.
And of course it worked with you guys tremendously.
Yeah. It was an amazing show.
Yeah. He's incredible.
And I also think, you know, he's not here to defend himself, man. Mm-mm. So you should really be cautious. That's you were talking about ethics. You can't bash a guy while he's not in the room to be able to defend himself. So I pumped the brakes,
man. I agree with Sean.
And imagine that.
Yep.
Thank you, Timothy.
1903, they figured it out. They came out with a sturdy handle and a replaceable blade.
There we go.
Yeah. And
okay.
Prior to World War One, people were sort of they look like Tim and Sean. A lot of stubble. It's interesting that I'm doing this.
Very attractive.
Yeah. I mean, we're doing this brand and these guys, you know, don't shave ever. If I could grow a beard like these guys, I probably wouldn't shave.
You didn't shave this morning.
Not. I might be 2 days without.
Okay.
Mm.
One day, maybe.
Yeah, I know we've mentioned this. I mean, you at least should try before you give yourself that
I've
review.
I've done it for, you know, getting on a week, and it doesn't look good. It just doesn't look good.
Not in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen him more than, I think, 2 days tops, and he goes right to the blade.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, man.
What do you got to lose?
Yeah, what do you have to lose, dude? Give it a shot. Why don't we just try?
I just don't want
to
look bad, man.
No, you're looking at it the wrong way. You might look better.
Yeah, you got to
see.
Take,
like, you're at.
Is there something wrong with the way I look?
I know. I'm just saying.
Obviously, there is.
It can always be better.
Yeah, everybody can always upgrade. Wrong with the way I look.
No, nothing wrong with it. It can always be better. You got to take a chance, right?
You know, and then, yeah, then we'll start calling you Hot Greg. Then girls will be able to call you Hot.
Oh, man. Sean experiences it. I experience it. You'd love it.
Yes, I was Hot Sean in the 20s. You're back, baby. Hot Greg.
I don't like any of what's going on right now. I don't like it.
Everyone, the room is laughing and having a lot of fun.
I know, yeah, so. I know. Yeah, because you're insulting my looks.
I am not insulting.
It's not
I'm
a cool
saying,
thing to do.
We can always go up. Nobody's at max effort here of looks. I'm certainly not. I look like I came out of a washing machine.
It's true.
So just don't shave 1 week. Let's see what happens.
Yes. Next week, tune in.
I'm taping a TV thing, and I'm going to shave for it.
It's a perfect opportunity. You'll get immediate feedback.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that or no?
Different thing.
Well, then I don't know.
Yeah. A couple things going on. I don't want to talk about any of them.
Fair enough.
I don't really want to talk at all.
Just keep your television on. we picked that up.
Yeah. I don't like you guys. I don't want to talk. 1917. The war came around. I can't remember when World War One was. I think it kicked off in...
I'm staying out of this
Arch
one.
Duke Franz Ferdinand. But by 1917... each soldier had to provide their own shaving kit. That doesn't seem fair, does it?
No.
Listen, one thing you don't want to be doing when there's bullets flying over your head, what's that?
Shaving.
Stropping.
Stropping.
You don't want to be stropping when you get, but you still need a clean shave because that's regs. So Gillette had some kits that they made up. And a lot of the soldiers bought those kits, and they even went so far as to make one that had the Army and the Navy seal printed on it.
That's cool.
By 1918, the Army started issuing Gillette kits.
Oh, cool. That they paid for.
They paid for those. I mean, and there were a lot of people fighting in World War One. I don't know the numbers, but that's when Gillette took off.
Really?
Because a lot of people experienced this new razor. Eventually, the war was over. They came back. Like, I'm a Gillette guy. I like that thing.
How was the war? I got this great razor.
I don't think it was quite like that.
I've been strapping.
1921, the patent started running out on their razor.
Oh, boy.
So they introduced a really nice new razor, improved, new and improved. But what they also did is they discounted the old one significantly.
Hmm.
And I think they were called brownies, what they wound up calling the old razor. Maybe it was the color brown. But they called those brownies, and they sold those cheap, and sales went crazy on the brownies.
Mm.
Went crazy, and that is when they sort of figured out, I think his mentor, Painter, the guy with the cork, I think, you know, he had that in his head, but that's when they really sort of figured out the razor and blades pricing structure, which is sell them the razor cheap.
Yep.
And they're going to have to keep replacing the blades, and you got a constant stream of income coming on. Can you guys think of anything else that does that? There's a couple.
Stuff that you buy that you have to replace every couple weeks.
Yeah.
Batteries?
No, because I'm saying that model where you buy something cheap, but then
there's a big one.
There's a really big one. Printers and ink cartridges. After a while, printers became very, very cheap.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I think when they first came out, printers were really expensive. Then printers, like, who cares?
Yeah.
But the ink cartridges are expensive.
That's where they get you.
So they get you forever.
And that business, that's called the razor model?
It's called
model?
The razor and blades pricing razor structure, I think is my research says that.
There's something catchier than that, but I like it.
Okay. Yeah. If you can find something else, please do. I don't know what it's called. Any other ones? There's another one.
I know there's another one. I can't think of it right now.
Gaming consoles.
Oh, yeah. They make those cheap, and you got to go get the games. Sure.
And then you got to go buy the games. I'm not a video game guy.
That's true.
But yeah, I think some of those video games, the cartridges are pretty expensive.
Yep. I remember that back in the day. Yeah. What's a console? I mean, I don't know. I haven't been in that game quite some time, but yeah, they're inexpensive. And then the games will get you.
Yeah.
And then I think there's also always, now that everything's connected to the internet, there's all this in-game stuff where you're buying and buying and buying. And, you know, apps in some way use those models too, right? You get the app, app's 99 cents, but to really get what it does, you're constantly having to upgrade or buy a, I mean, everything's
what's
subscription
that? What, like, what's an example of that?
A lot of the, like, whether it's an AI app or, you know, music apps or just drawing apps or whatever, you know, you get the app and it's $2, but then it's like, oh, do you want premium? Or like the what is it called? CapCut is a thing
that
use to do video stuff. And it's like, you want to do the cool stuff, you got to get this, but they give you the app for, you know, practically for free.
You think that's calculated?
Absolutely, Greg.
I think you're right.
100%.
King Gillette, by the way, had some interesting ideas. Like a lot of the guys that we think were great, the guy that invented peanut butter, Kellogg, had some weirdo ideas. King Gillette, he felt that everyone in the United States should live in one giant city called Metropolis that was powered by Niagara Falls.
Cool.
Okay.
And now that city is Buffalo. They're the closest to Niagara Falls,
very.
Not everybody lives there.
What? How did he like pitched the whole world on that, or what?
I didn't really. I don't think it went very far.
Okay.
Unless maybe the Superman people got in on it.
Yeah. This sounds good.
Yeah. They had some patent infringement stuff going on. They got sued by AutoStop, and later they had to buy AutoStop. Because AutoStop said you took some of our patents or infringed on our patents.
AutoStop was another Razor competitor,
I believe. They bought them, and then they found out like they were kind of doing some shady stuff with their finances when they bought them. So AutoStop was like, now we're mad at you again.
Oh boy!
I think. So there was some of it that went on. They got into the sports game pretty quickly. 1939, they partnered up with some sports teams. They had a radio show called the Gillette Cavalcade of Sports.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love a good cavalcade.
Me too.
Yeah, is that right?
Oh my gosh. It just keeps coming. Whatever it is, a cavalcade of. There's so many of them.
So they're very closely associated with the war, and then World War II came along.
Oh yeah.
And a couple things happened. War Production Board, as they said, you know, you guys basically need to use your factory. They basically said, you're not making any more razors for the general public. All these razors are going to GIs. All of them.
Yeah.
This is cool.
To keep them shaved?
Yes.
Any weapons? I'm not kidding.
Not any like out and out weapons that I'm aware of, but this is really cool. They assisted the U.S. Army in military intelligence. They made some copies of German razor blades. So when our spies were behind enemy lines, one way to, you know, you don't want to look like, hey, yeah, I'm a German, but yeah, and you got a Bic or a Gillette razor. Mm-hmm. They made these things that look like authentic German razors, which was pretty cool.
Wow.
They also, this was pretty cool, they manufactured like razors that concealed money and escape maps in the handles.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. And magnetic double-edged blades that prisoners of war could use as a compass.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought it was all pretty neat.
So Gillette was like, they had to go to some pretty inside meetings to make some spy stuff. That's cool.
Yeah, these guys were in it, man.
That's great.
Yeah, King might have not been around by that
point. Greg, can I ask you something?
Sure, buddy.
Can you explain to me, and this is a very simple-minded question.
I knew that.
You don't
have to qualify that ever again.
You let me know when you're done. Can you explain to me what a patent is in the sense of like, okay, so I can come along and I can make another razor, but I can't make certain like shapes or details like that they would have? Would that be like stealing a patent?
That's what
I'm trying to get it.
I mean, I'm not a patent lawyer, but yeah, I think a patent gets pretty specific when you get to technology. It's like, you know, I made this thing with this. And then it goes, if somebody makes something that looks a lot like it, they're like, well, you know, is it a violation of the patent law or not?
It's all, and it's all really case by case. So anybody who comes up with a product, they try to patent as much of their thing as possible to keep competitors out. So you, they'll make arguments for, well, this shirt is patent because our buttons are actually a different size, you know, that they go hard because then it's their thing. It's proprietary. Nobody can copy it. But, in reality, I think certainly as time, it's very rare that they'll give a patent for something like that. So does that make sense? I would assume that at the time, since they were doing the straight blades, the cutthroat things, and then all of a sudden these guys do this, that's like, yeah, absolutely, that's patentable. But now you'd have to really come up with a pretty wild kind of razor.
I think there is
to
though,
get a patent on.
I mean, you know, the Gillette, if anything, this is a company of innovation.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that soon because they have been just raising the game the whole time. I want to point something out. I believe it was, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 episodes ago, we were described as three rednecks reading Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And I think it was meant to be somewhat derogatory.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And while I don't think that the three of us are rednecks, I would say this episode in particularly is very Wikipedia rich.
Oh, yeah?
I go to a lot of different sites. Mashed is good, and I need to do a better job of citing people because, you know, I don't want to be a plagiarist, but take stuff from everywhere. But, man,
you don't want to steal.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to.
But this is kind of borderline. Yeah.
Stealing. Yeah, I mean, I think it's this. I've thought about that. This podcast I'm taking from other people's research.
Yeah.
Amalgamation of everybody's research. So, yeah, maybe I need to start.
It's more severe than taking like a fork or something, like a plastic fork.
I see where you're going.
Yeah.
But I did want to point out that Wikipedia was very helpful in this episode.
Here's what I find a lot, having done not nearly as many brands as you, but a few, is that you'll go to those other sources, and those other sources are either what Wikipedia drew from or also drew from.
Sure. You
Wikipedia.
See a lot of, yeah, you
same
see a lot
phrasing,
of
people, same phrasing, stuff like that. So it's,
most of them are pretty good at, crediting the other. Mental Floss does a nice job.
Love Mental.
Mental Floss does a real nice job.
And they get all the credit for that. Name is just outstanding.
Really good. The New York Times, I usually just will Google like Gillette and New York Times, just see if they have written anything over the years. So I wanted to also say before we were at World War II, before the war, during the Depression, they had some problems and they started compromising quality. And they introduced the blue blade. I think that was after the quality went down. But at one point they had a razor that was not, they were cutting corners, if you will. And they admitted it. They did a whole Domino's thing. Like basically like,
we're sorry, we were terrible.
Yeah. We're bad. Yeah. But the war, like I said, they were all in on the war, helping the U.S., helping with all kinds of secret code stuff. They got some competitors later on. I think in 1960, they came out with the Super Blue Blade. That was a coated blade. It was the first significant introduction in years. They kind of did well with that. Then they got some competitors. Wilkinson Sword in the U.K. That's a razor company. Wilkinson Sword. I never know whether to say sword or sword. I think it's sword.
I say sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes I say sword just to let you guys know what it actually is. It's a sword company. Anyways. Yeah.
Maybe you could say S words like SNL did. Remember that sketch?
No.
With Will Ferrell doing the Jeopardy, Celebrity Jeopardy.
Uh-huh.
And then whoever played Sean Connery.
Will Ferrell was swords. Burt Reynolds, I believe in that. Yeah.
No. Will Ferrell is Alex Trebek. And then Sean Connery is Daryl Hammond.
And I believe one of the categories was swords, and they go S words for 200, and then Ferrell's like, no, that would be swords, and that always stuck with me. S words.
For S word sword.
Oh yeah.
SW.
Yeah.
Got it. Fun
got
joke. It. Funny. Enjoyed it.
Very
I
funny.
It. I liked it.
Nice job, man.
I didn't do it. I'm giving credit.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good pull.
So Wilkinson Swords.
Wilkinson Sword came out with the first stainless steel blade.
Oh, so the Gillette prior to that stain.
All stained up, man.
No kidding.
Yeah. All kinds of stains.
A little bit of rust on it, huh?
Yeah, I think mostly mustard stains. Mm. A lot of ketchup stains.
Terrible.
Mm. Not good for business. Yeah.
What makes stainless steel stainless steel?
Great question.
Always wondered
some
this.
Sort of treatment. It's a really good question.
It's an external thing. Okay.
But actually, they brought it out in the UK, and then Gillette figured out how to do it in the US before Wilkinson Sword got to the US with it. And Wilkinson Sword, for some reason, had to pay royalties to Gillette, which doesn't seem fair.
Sometimes it's like you can put money into research and development. You can put money into mergers and acquisitions. Put your money into a good legal department, and I think that's going to pay off. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If your lawyers are better, a lot of times that's going to take you to the finish line faster than some of that other stuff.
Yeah, like kind of Gates with Microsoft was just basically sort of legally lifted IBM's technology for Microsoft. You know, I'm not sure he was like the genius behind all the stuff.
Really interesting.
Well, kind of like the Facebook guy too, right? Zuckerberg, wasn't that kind of the story?
Oh, because the twins claimed that. I don't remember.
He's like, they made a chair. I made just a better chair. I'm quoting the movie.
Yeah.
That was real dialogue. But.
Solid. Solid flick.
I believe that movie we watched together.
We did.
And I believe you had an all-star Sean O'Brien quote during that movie.
Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Have your fun. Just get out of your system.
The twins.
The Winklevosses.
The Winklevosses, yeah. They were Harvard rowers.
Yeah.
And Sean said, how do you think they got those guys to be in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think they got the Winklevoss twins to be in the movie? Wasn't that what it was?
Right. Well,
and I said, I think it's actor.
Yeah. What the actor who played
Armie Hammer.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there was twins in the movie.
Yeah.
It was like a CGI thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't know that
but
at the time.
He at that point hadn't been in anything. So I remember thinking this, like thinking, I wonder if this is twins or a, you know, one.
Yes.
Because you don't know. Because sometimes
you didn't say, how do they find twin actors? You said, how do they find the actual Winklevoss twins?
I will admit I did say something really stupid and I can't remember the exact
We're
context.
Not sure what it was.
It was dumb. And 15 years later, I'm still hearing about it.
Mm.
So,
but we don't even know what it was.
1974 Société BIC. That's a French company.
Mm.
Emphasis on BIC.
Société.
BIC. BIC. That BIC, the pen people, were the first to bring disposable razors to the market in Greece.
They brought disposable across the board. That was them. BIC first.
Yeah, they did it in Greece. Of course, Gillette beat them to the market in the U.S. with the Good News razor in 1976. Like I said, Gillette is a company of innovation, and I've been there with them the whole way.
Wow, he's like, taking credit.
Like, no. I mean, as a customer.
Oh, gotcha.
Like I've tried their stuff and been like, oh, they got a new one.
Triple razor.
Yeah, so like they came out with the Atra. That was the pivoting head. That was the first double blade.
Okay.
That was 1977. 1990, this is when I'm, you know, in college, they had the Sensor. And that was like kind of spring-loaded razor. I think it was like one little, like a thin line kind of. And I remember that being like, this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the Sensor Excel in 1994. 1998, the Mach 3.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah Mach there 3. It is right here. This that is, they still the, sell the Mach 3. Three blades, okay, with the lubricating strip on there. And that was, I think that kind of changed the way things are, right?
That was huge, because we were probably just starting to shave then when the old Mach 3 showed up.
I remember, man, it like hit me. I swear, like one day, sophomore year, I just like had a beard one day. It was crazy.
You're like, I got
a beard, but like.
I got to call somebody.
I got to get this handle.
And then you're like, this is kind of hot. I might keep this around.
And then Catholic school's like, you better knock that off now.
Yep.
One day in school suspension because I didn't have the clean shave.
Oh, you really? Did?
Oh, I fought the system. I'm like, no. Yeah. Shit, Finn. Tell me my business.
That wasn't just style for you. It was rebellion.
Oh, yeah. I think it's fine. I don't think it looks inappropriate. And they're like, well, you can make that choice while you're in school suspension.
Do you go straight to the top? Do you go to the Pope?
No.
Couldn't get that high. Yeah. Couldn't get that high. But in school suspension is tough.
Go ahead.
Oh.
In school suspension.
I was just saying, like, it was weird back then. The levels were like in school suspension. And then after that was out of school suspension. And I'm like, just give me the out of school.
Yeah.
I never understood the logic of that one. Like, because that's a harsher punishment.
Because in their minds, it's not extreme enough to interrupt your parents that day.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was really bad, they're like,
good point.
The O'Briens need to, they're going to deal with him today, not us.
Yeah. And also, like, well, knowing your dad.
Oh.
He would
my dad
you.
Would be like, oh,
he would have killed you.
Yeah. And, he would have been like, oh. He was like, well, one, you're working for free all day with me, and we're going to do a double today. We're going to get up at 6 and go till 7, and you can start yanking water heaters, hot shot.
Because your dad was a plumber, so you'd go, you'd do a full day of clients with him.
I mean, I don't know if I had a, I think I had like a kind of a bogus sick day.
Okay.
And he smelled a rat in the deal, and he's like, yeah, you're fine. You're not sick. He's like, I was like a senior in high school, and I think I just didn't want to go in. And my mom's so naive. I'm like, Mom, I'm really, the stomach, you know, just something's out. She's like, well, you better not go in. It's too risky. And I'm like, yeah. And my dad's like, yeah. Get your shovel and your work jeans on, man. We're going to go snake drains.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, he didn't care. Dude, one time, we had brothers.
Sure.
I was just showing off. And I was, you know, like Greg says, running my mouth. And let's just say the brother had some choice words for me. And he's like, I can't even say. And then he pulled me in the hallway. He grabbed me by my tie and he threw me against the locker. And he's like, you ever pull this stunt again? He's like, I swear. I couldn't even say what he said. I can't even say it. This is a brother, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, man, what the heck? This guy just attacked me. And I told my dad that. He's like, good. I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did. He threw again. It didn't feel good. Well, keep doing it. He goes, I encourage him. He goes, good for Brother Burke.
Yeah.
Brother Burke.
Yeah.
He was a good man. He shaped me up.
Did your dad go to that school?
No.
Didn't. I went to a Catholic school that my dad went to. So it was the same guys pulling the same stuff. So it wasn't, he's like, he knew them. He knew them better than he knew me. And so he didn't want to hear it at all. There was nothing that they could do that he wasn't going to let him get away with or cheer for him. You're right. Same thing. Yeah.
Did your dad go to Kirkwood?
No, my dad grew up in Long Island.
That's right. Long Island. Yeah. That's right. I knew that.
New Jersey and Long Island. My dad, my mother grew up in St. Louis, but she went to St. Elizabeth's, which was a boarding school. I can't remember where she went.
Tough program.
Yeah, I think maybe her last year of high school, she went somewhere else.
Sean, when's the last time you shaved with a razor?
Actually, since this one. This is probably 3 weeks.
As opposed to what?
Oh, like a handheld razor.
No,
you do it. I just do a beard trimmer.
I usually,
or electric.
About once every 3 months, I'll go straight.
With a real razor.
I mean, with a real razor.
See, I haven't.
That's this.
It's been at least 10 years and probably 10 years before that. Because I remember the one time I did it, people didn't recognize me for several days and it made me really uncomfortable. And so I know it's not a part of my life.
It's
never
not
do
part
it.
Of your life, right.
And not even the electric razor, but like it's literally a beard trimmer that I use and it's so much easier.
Same, except for sometimes the neck can be tricky, man. For me, on the electric. Here.
I'll help you out with that.
Yeah, maybe just say
it. Yeah, they did note in here that, sort of the beard culture has hit them a little bit.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
So they come up with the Mach 3.
Come up with the Mach 3. By the way, Sean and I lived together for a little while. And
what a great year.
We had some, I can't remember, maybe something. I wanted a new shower head, and Sean said, my dad's in town. He'll do it because he's a plumber.
Yeah.
And Sean's dad came out, and I guess he was kind of bossing Sean around a little bit to help him, and Sean flipped out.
Oh, right? Yeah. He'd always do. He'd always pull these stunts on me.
And you got to witness this?
Yeah.
So
what happened?
Yeah, he just loved bossing. Yeah, he'd be like, Sean, all right, Van, get the hammer right now, and a Phillips head. Get on it. I think you don't have to, there's a nice way of doing this, He just, just tool boy, just running up and down the stairs.
Yeah, Sean was mad.
It was literally
he loved it.
It was great, man. I wish
it was just his way. Yeah. He just loved, he was so proud. I will say, man, he was so proud of being a plumber. And it is a nice thing to have because that's stuff that people are like, that's a great job.
It's
when the bill comes, nobody says a word. You got a snake out of drain.
Yeah.
Nobody has a problem paying.
Yeah.
It's get this fixed right now.
Right.
Make it stop. Whatever,
Yeah. The Mach 3 came out. And then Schick at that time, I think, merged with Wilkinson Sword. And they came out with Quattro.
Oh, sure.
Which is four blades.
In what? Which language is that?
I don't know. Quattro. Was that the villain in the Schwarzenegger movie?
Which one? Oh, Last Action Hero?
No, the future science fiction.
Total Recall?
Total Recall. Quattro. I think Quattro was the name of the movie. Okay. Yeah, I think it was Quattro.
Quattro, okay.
Two weeks.
Or maybe Quattro was actually the Quattro might have been the hero. I don't know.
I want to do all my favorite quotes from Total Recall, but none of them can I say on this podcast.
Yeah. Let's not do it.
Yeah. We'll just think about it.
Yeah. We all know.
Yeah. and then, so it was three, Quattro was four, and then they came out with Fusion, which is five.
Jeez.
And that's what I use, Fusion. I use the Fusion that's battery powered, though. So you get a little...
Can I take a look at that thing?
Sure, buddy.
Yeah, take a closer look, Tim.
My problem is, and again, I don't do this often, and I don't think I ever went beyond the Mach 3. As this thing gets thicker, doesn't it get just harder to wield?
What do you mean?
Like you got to get those little spots, and you know, the bigger the razor, the tougher it is to maneuver.
Right.
Yeah, it's five blades, though. I mean, I don't know. There's all these theories about shaving. And man, there's so a couple of things. There's some people that say that lubrication strip is poison.
Oh, like you're basically cutting open your skin and then putting that stuff in there?
Toxins in there. I think it's called
yikes.
Polyethylene glycol, PEGs.
It doesn't sound like something you want in your bloodstream.
Yeah, you know, now it's hard to find. I don't know, that's because it got shut down. And then there's also like probably in a lot of the stuff, every brand that we've had, there's some stuff that people say is not good for you.
Right.
But not some people say
not Twizzler. Twizzlers, I think, pretty pure.
Pretty organic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. From the earth, from the Twizzle tree.
Sure. So yeah, that's a thing. So then there's like, you can get like a single razor and then you just like a blade. You just buy a bunch of blades and then it's got a double-edged single blade. And that is like... I looked at it because I'm like, well, maybe I should not be doing this because of the polyethylene, whatever. And then, but the problem is like, I think it's a little harder. It's definitely not as fast. Mm. And then when you get into these people that like do shave with the single, the double-edged single blade thing, it's like their hobby is shaving.
Sure.
Like they just talk about it so fondly and they're like, and I always do this. And it's like, I get some of them like, I get it. Maybe that's a healthier way to shave. Maybe it's even a closer shave, but I think it's 40% of your personality.
Totally. Yeah.
You know, I think it's like you're the guy that just, you know, like that's what he's all about.
He also can rank his 15 favorite whiskeys. It's the same guy. Yeah, you go to those stores and it's like, here's a whiskey book and a shaving kit.
Oh, bourbon guy's the worst.
I think I want to switch maybe, even though this is a Procter & Gamble product. I every one of these times... My friend Mark Gross and I, every time I'm like, dude, Gillette's got a new one. Like we've been talking about this since the 90s when they came. I'm like, hey man, have you tried the Sensor XL? Like, yeah. It's amazing, you know? And then they have this newest generation called Gillette Labs. I think it's still maybe five blades, but they say it's something better. I saw one video that said it's pretty much the same as Fusion. Fusion's amazing. So yeah, I'm thinking about switching after I just spent... $300 worth of samples of these things. But I've been thinking about that. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. Mostly for you guys. I don't want you to have to listen to me talk about shaving every time you meet up with me.
Thank you.
I love to hear your shaving stories. I have no problem with you talking about it.
No, it just gets, I mean, if you watch some of these videos, you know, it's like the bourbon guy. It's like, that's all they want to talk about.
Yeah, bourbon guy's unbearable.
Do you use Gillette shaving cream?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a Procter & Gamble product. I try to support... I mean, now Edge was the first gel, and Edge was changed the game for me.
I think I used
Edge gel, you know, and they had like this famous commercial that they'd be like, this side, the guy had like a credit card, and he'd go like, this side is Edge, this side is like Barbasol or something.
And you'd hear it.
And you could hear like, and I'm like, I think he might be going up on this one and down. I'm like, I'm not sure I even hear a difference either, but it was an effective commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this side right here, this one. And he'd be like, oh, yeah. I can't, well, this is, but I do remember like once they came out with a gel, it was better. And now Gillette has a gel, and I use that. That's what I use.
I don't love watching you do that with the new consumer's magnet, if I'm being honest.
Okay. Yeah.
Barbasol, it was all Barbasol for a long time. And yeah. Are they gone? Yeah. Are they still around?
They're still around, yeah.
Yeah. When did Gillette get into the, not the gel business, but the shaving cream business in general?
Well, I think it's all gel.
Oh, they only make gel. They don't make the regular old shaving cream. That makes sense.
Yeah, and the gel is a much better product, I think.
Oh, Randy says they make the cream.
Oh, they do make cream? Shaving cream?
Yeah, I bet you.
Gillette does?
Yeah.
All right. Red, black. Yeah. I believe you're wrong.
I'll tell you what, they have a nice face wash. Men's face wash.
Gillette?
Oh, love it, man.
Does a Randy's right. job. Randy is right about it. I am wrong.
I had a feeling.
Yep. Yeah, they're not going to leave that off the table.
I'm totally wrong. Do you like the cream over the gel, Randy?
Man. I use the I used this stuff for a while, but now I use the Nivea gel. Yeah, did I say it wrong? Nivea.
Sounds
Nivea.
Like a brand name.
It no, is a brand goes, name. It's one of my
he
two.
He goes, no, man, it's Nivea. It's mine has a dash in the middle.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Randy's is not a yeah. That's not the yeah. apostrophe. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean Nivea? No.
It took a second. It kicked in. Yeah. I'm sorry. It was funny.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Oh, Randy.
Sean, what's the slogan for Gillette?
Oh, it's the best a man can get.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Hey, nice wait. Job. Can I get back to Randy's shaving? Are you shaving your head with a razor?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, I do. I use the Mach 3 on my face and my head, but separate razors, one in the shower for my head and then
buddy,
for my face too.
Today's your lucky day.
Are you
Yeah, those things are expensive, dude. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to give you $100. We got a lot of Mach 3 here for you. Are you against the Fusion?
I just never tried it. I used a Mach 3 eons ago, and it just worked great.
Buddy, I
just
don't think you're going to have to buy a razor for at least a year.
But
fantastic. Thanks, man. Glad Eric wasn't here today.
That head better be real, real smooth every time we're in here.
Because the head, the face, what?
It's in the budget now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So you use the same foam for the top and the beard?
No, I just use the I use the same name brand body wash. I just use that on my head.
Oh wow,
it's called body wash.
Well, what? Yeah,
name brand
body wash. The name brand.
Gotcha. I got some fun facts. You know who's one of the spokespeople for the Gillette right now? Famous athlete. Just think about me when I say famous athlete.
Oh, Josh Allen,
our guy Josh Allen. He gets in there, which is odd because he doesn't have like. The full beard face. He's a kind of a patchy looking guy.
Yeah, but it's sort of that trim kind of thing. I see what you're saying.
They've had athletes for a while.
But you're right, man. I do catch a lot of those guys doing razor ads and stuff, and they have beards, and they're kind of like, oh, I shaved this part right here.
Yeah, it's real. It's like, come on. It's an odd choice.
Gail Garcia Bernal was a spokesperson for them for a while. What's he famous for?
Is that the guy in... There's like three guys I get mixed up. Which one is he?
Mozart in the Jungle.
Oh, yeah. He's good. He's got a beard, though.
I don't know if he does. If he did. Did he in Mozart?
I always picture him with a beard.
I liked that show. So they ran into some problems in right around 2015. You got these Harry's and Dollar Shave Club where they came out and they said, hey, these things are so expensive and we'll send them to you. And they took away about 10% of the business from Gillette. Gillette started Gillette Shave Club.
Yeah.
Gillette also sued, I think, Dollar Shave Club. I thought it was kind of a baby move, a whiny baby move. But I don't know, maybe right. And then they talked about, they were very effective. Like I listened to it, it's like, we like the German razor company. We bought the factory or whatever. And I'm like, well, these are great. I tried Harry's. I tried Dollar Shave. They are cheaper on... I don't think they're anywhere near as good as Gillette.
Wow. Okay.
I go the other way. I've had great luck with Harry's.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you Dollar use shave. When you use the real razor?
I mean, I'll kind of get whatever, but I have used Harry's. And
you thought it was better than Gillette?
Yeah. I don't know if it was. It was as good for half the price.
It's definitely cheaper. Yeah. I don't think it's near as good. I think Gillette is the best a man can get.
Randy, you thinking what I'm thinking? Shave off.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see you guys do a dry shave right now. Let's see how that works out for you.
I don't want to do a dry shave.
Okay.
They bought Braun back years ago.
Oh, yeah. Braun was making the electric razor I used for a while was Braun.
I had a Braun. I know, for some reason, I could never use an electric razor. I think it like made my face.
I think with both the real ones and the electric, like it takes a while for your skin to adjust. But I'd argue that you just kind of go for it, and eventually your body's like, all right, this is what we're doing.
Really?
Yeah.
I went for it back in, because in West Point, you know, you had to be clean shaven.
Greg dropping West Point again.
Yeah.
We get it.
Sorry, man. I am.
You all right, man?
Allergies are killing me these last few days in St. Louis. I have mold allergies and woke up just like crazy today.
You still doing your shots, man? Allergy shots?
I'm not. Couldn't keep up the schedule.
Mm.
Okay. So I'm paying for it today, baby.
You're doing great.
There you are, man. Bang up job over there.
Yeah, man. Guys had some complaints about my looks. I'll work on that.
We did?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, we just said there's... Sean, I think Sean said it best. With everybody, there's always room for improvement.
Yeah, he said some things. Definitely said some things.
Just try a beard.
Need a beard, man.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it's the right look for me, and I don't think it's going to be a good
thing. If you never try, you never know.
Yeah,
I know,
man. He's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
I think I'm probably not going to try.
All right, man. And that's your constitutional right.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Glad I'm protected by the Constitution on this one. Tim?
Yes, sir. Gillette sponsors the Patriots. It's Gillette Stadium, right?
Yep. That's them. Yes. They're in that game. It started as a Boston company.
Okay. A lot of Boston's got a lot of great companies, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. Sort of fun fact. My old boss, Rob DeMartini, he was my boss when I left Procter & Gamble. He's the guy that I told I was going to leave Procter & Gamble.
Robbie D.
Rob was pretty much a stud. Yeah, real smart guy. Left the company to be the CEO of Gillette. And then Procter & Gamble bought Gillette.
And what happened to Robbie D.?
He ran New Balance after that.
No kidding.
Yeah, he ran New Balance shoes. He was CEO of New Balance.
Oof.
Yeah, and then I think he was like, he retired from that, but I think he's heavy involved with U.S. Cycling. I think he was their CEO or something like that.
Not as exciting. Man, I could talk about a place I'd love some product from.
New Balance?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Can't help you. Rob's out of that business.
Can I get a bike?
That's a fair ask.
When's the last time you rode a bike? Besides the unicycle,
it has been some time. Well, yeah, that's part of my act.
Yeah.
It's been some time. But if I had the right bike, there's no telling what I could do.
Yeah, I'll talk to Rob.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Came to my show in Salt Lake City about a year ago.
Oh, that's great.
Maybe a little more than a year ago.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
And you're not too particular on the bike. Just kind of, hey, whatever, I'll take the thing in the back that nobody's really excited about.
Right. Two wheels is preferable, whatever color, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Just trying to get some exercise.
Yeah. All right. Understood.
Okay. Got it.
All right, we'll throw it out there. I mean, I can get on, I can get on the message boards. Start a tag. Oh, by the way, I am in talks with Burger King. It's not looking good.
No. About the card?
Yeah. I don't think it's
happening. A lot of comments about that.
Yeah. Not going to happen.
A lot of people telling us that Greg Garcia, friend of the program, friend of mine, he will be a friend of the program. He's going to be on the show in the coming months. Greg's coming in town to do some shows with me.
Mm-hmm.
He's Nate's opener at sometimes, right?
Yeah, he's a really good friend of Nate's. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he created My Name is Earl. He created Raising Hope, created Yes, Dear, a force in television, a very, very funny guy, and just sort of tried his hand at stand-up when we were over in Europe. And is very good at it, but he has a Burger King crown card. Is that what it's called?
Hear how he got it, because boy, it's hard to get a hold of Burger King than it actually is the card.
He worked there, so a few people weighed in on this. Greg Garcia has a crown card, as he famously mentioned on Nateland. So he told the story on the podcast. That's Elizabeth Hernandez sharing that. And then Cody Thomas said he has a crown card, and he talked about how half of the Burger Kings that he goes into and tries to use it, they don't know what he's talking about. So he ends up just paying for it to save trouble. So yeah, he can't wait to hear about Sean getting upset with employees after not honoring the crown card. That is assuming he's going to get one.
Yeah.
It may not be worth the trouble.
It's a pretty tough
guy. Can't even get us a couple of those Otis hats he's got.
No, I'm going to work on that. Is that. You want this? You want me to get you this hat, both of you?
Absolutely.
I'd wear it.
Okay. I like it. It's my favorite Otis hat.
All right. I need 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. Okay. We'll be here. There you
go. We got it down. This is on.
So by Thanksgiving.
Yeah. That's all we need.
I'd like to have one.
Sure. No problem. You count on me.
That hasn't always been the case.
I think I've been stepping it up lately, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Man, I had to send out all that UPS stuff yesterday.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's been a long time at the UPS store.
Was Tim come over help you with all the?
Nah.
He had had enough of me. After
you and I had you and I had talked a lot about me and you doing that together.
100% we did.
Sort of a buddy-buddy thing.
We did, man. Never locked in the date.
We're missing some stuff. Any word on that?
I didn't get into it, man. Okay. It was a big task.
We'll
man.
Figure it out. No, I
spent probably 2 hours over at UPS to send out these packages. And listen, it was a labor of love. I'm so glad that our listeners are celebrating a year with us.
Yeah.
Send Sean an email or leave some comments if you enjoy your gift bag made possible by the J.M. Smucker Company and John Brazzi.
Brazzi.
Brazzi came through. Some interesting creative spellings of Brazzi's name in the comments.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it.
One was spelled just like a Fozzie Bear spells his name.
Oh, I kind of like that.
It's not how John spells it.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah, you want to do the comments, Tim?
I would love to. These are comments from the Burger King episode. Lots of corrections, first of all. Obviously, the Greg Garcia thing we covered. C. Bailey, 4322. This one's on me. Tony Randall was on TV's Odd Couple. Tony Curtis was more of a movie star. As soon as I read it, I go, yeah, I said that wrong.
We completely butchered that
one. I said
one.
Tony Curtis.
I was in on it with you, though.
We met Tony Randall. Tony Curtis, of course, was in some like Hot
no
with Jack
Lemmon. No excuse for that one.
No excuse. Tony Curtis, Jamie Lee Curtis's dad as well. Pam Wood, 2800, and then a few people jumped on me for this. So the town of the original Burger King, which, you know, sort of a side Burger King where they've got their own little Burger King island. Mattoon. Think is what you say.
Mattoon, Illinois.
Mattoon? Yeah. But people were saying I said it wrong, and I think I said Mattoon.
So it's Mattoon?
I think so.
There was this girl named Tracy Mattoon, I believe, in college. It was one of the Golden Girls. I think might have dated
Golden Girls, so people know that's like the Mizzou sort of, not dancers, Mizzou dancers for football and stuff like
pom-pom
that.
Pom-pom squad, I guess.
Do any prerequisites to be a Golden Girl?
I don't want to get into that, really. You had to be a good dancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it as far as you know? Did they all share? Was there anything that they all shared?
All good dancers, and they wore the same uniform.
Okay. That was it?
I'm sure there's other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, back to Tracy. That's how she pronounced her name, was Tracy Mattoon. Tracy. So maybe I just say Mattoon.
What with that? Yeah.
It's spelled the same way, I believe. Mattoon.
You got it. But maybe it's Mattoon.
Not far from here.
We also talked quite a bit about, I think we were very close to it when we were coming back from Madison the other day. So we'll have to get there one of these days.
Yeah. We could have got there quick the way you drive, man.
Yeah.
Once we got to the parking lot,
who knows?
17 minutes.
Anybody's bet. Anybody's guess. Brett Snowblin said, we talked quite a bit about, we joked about Nate investing in Burger King, and everybody was quick to call us out that Nate is a big McDonald's guy.
McDonald's guy. Yeah. We messed that up too, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Brett Schnoenlubin. I always get it wrong, Brett. I apologize.
He's a frequent contributor. Yeah, that one, we're not going to get in any trouble over the Randall Curtis thing. Not knowing Nate's a big McDonald's guy might come back and get us.
Doesn't mean that he can't. Anyone who's exclusive to one fast food place, I think is kind of weird, don't you? My point is that I don't think Nate is that I don't think that's
one thing to mischaracterize Nate. Now you're going to call him weird on a Nate Lane podcast. I'm not going to call him weird. I'm not talking.
Hey, who's wearing the hat? I am.
I think, Tim, what you're saying is you're like, most likely if you eat, you love McDonald's, you have no problem, though. You'd probably eat other fast food as well, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not like a McDonald's where I'm going to go have lettuce.
That's the only place I go to. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I get it.
I said this and several people called it out. Didn't realize it at the time, but very, very funny. B Puckett 42. I said, in 1968, Have It Your Way launched, and that has driven Burger King for who knows how long. Man, if only if there was a way to figure out how long ago 1968 was.
Oh, that was great. I didn't see that.
I know one way. You guys know the easiest way to figure out how long ago 1968 was?
What?
Ask me how old I am.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, you probably could have jumped on there. I think the point I was making was like, it'll still be going years after.
We butchered a lot of stuff in that episode.
Yeah. I blame.
How many listeners do you think we lost for good?
Yeah, in a weird way, I think it might help us. Because they're like, hey, check out these guys. They're going to probably not get something right.
Listen.
I think it's a net gain.
I see what you're saying, and I'm not sure you're wrong, but don't lean into being a moron.
I'm not saying let's lean into it, but I'm saying the facts are we don't get the facts right.
It's like the guy that goes up, the weird kid that does stand up on the open mic,
and then everyone watches.
Kind of funny,
yeah.
And then they're like, "Hey, you're a weirdo. It's pretty funny." Then he just weirds it up and leans into being weird. It's like, dude, you're weird enough.
Yeah, just be you, buddy.
We're all dumb enough. Like, we don't have to try to be dumb.
True.
Yeah,
that's great advice, Greg.
Thanks. Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Confident booster.
I don't want you to think I was picking on you.
No, I don't think you're picking on me at all.
We're all dumb.
I just think
evidenced by that Burger King episode. Stupid.
Comment from the Apple Podcast, which you're welcome to leave us reviews and comments there as well. Please do so. Rickster3RD said, this is one of the best and easiest pods to listen to. Sean smells good, Tim looks good, and Greg is just plain good. Never have three men captivated an audience with banal subjects like products and services. Grab your PB&J, a can of Pringles, splash on some Creed, and head to the country club. All are welcome, and none are turned away unless you like Skippy.
Yeah, we don't want you if you're Skippy.
iCarCatfish24 said, now that I've seen Tim's special, I enjoy the podcast more.
Okay.
I take it as a compliment.
Yeah,
I think it's part of what's fun about you and I having the showcases out is people get to know us, you know, a little bit more. Because people are obviously, so many of them familiar with Greg, whether it's from the Nate Land podcast, certainly his special. So it's fun. Right? Kathy Canoles 5142. said, I saw Greg in the STL airport the other day. I wanted to go up to him and say something, but was admittedly a little starstruck, so I kept walking. For some reason, I had an almost uncontrollable urge to start chanting, bang, bang, choo-choo train. Do people often come up to you and repeat your jokes to you? First of all, before you even answer that, I love the idea of in the St. Louis airport, some woman just walks up to you and does that.
Oh, it'd be amazing. Make my day.
Probably cause a scene. Do people come up to you and say you're Joe? I mean, I kind of know the
pharmacist
answer.
At CVS yesterday said something about the Stucco the Clown joke.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Did you know the person?
Or no,
they're just like, hey, you're a comedian.
Other than, you know, I go in there every now and then. Yeah.
And they just brought up like, hey.
He said, hey, you're a comedian. And he goes, Stucco the Clown.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
But you must have just complete strangers walk up sometimes and be like, flute your flute, Greg.
Flute man.
Like, just go
flute
right
man.
Into
it. Yeah, there's a few here and there. It's very nice. It's very cool. I'm flattered.
But if Kathy sees you again, yeah, go, by all
come
means.
Come on up, Kathy. That'd be nice. I promise.
Talk to Greg. Yeah.
No, especially St. Louis airports. Yeah, meeting people from St. Louis. Fantastic.
Yeah. Go up and talk, unless it's allergy season, and then keep your distance.
No, man. I'm not, I don't think I'm disagreeable when I have allergies. You might get sneezed on.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Fingers crossed. Elizabeth Hernandez, 1456, says, Sean is 100% on the original chicken sandwich. That's the only thing I like at BK. A lot of love for you and the Burger King chicken sandwich.
So good.
Man, somebody, I don't know if you found this comment, but somebody posted a picture. They used to have a sandwich called the Whaler.
Yeah, there's a lot of comments about that.
How do we miss that?
I guess the fish
that's
sandwich.
Right. Yeah, that's their fish, right?
Yeah, it was called the Whaler for a long time.
I think they do that in Fast Times.
Mm.
Like, don't get a cod dog, get a Whaler.
Mm.
Yeah. Remember that, Randy?
I do.
Yeah. Don't get a cod dog. Get a whaler. Was that, that's the name of their fish sandwich, was a whaler?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, breaded whitefish. I'm going to guess they weren't serving whale.
At Burger King?
No, probably not.
Probably not. I like this. David Beal, 1210, said, one of the wildest Burger King stories has to be the Pittsburgh location that went rogue. Corporate yanked their franchise rights, but they just kept operating like nothing happened and didn't tell customers. Burgers came in generic, unbranded foil, fries and Dixie cups, and Coke wasn't even Coke. They were just restocking stuff from the local grocery store. The sign still said Burger King, but the receipt said Southside Burgers. Absolute chaos.
Man, I like that.
Love that. It's
a McDonald's type thing.
Yeah.
Jody Kennan shared, I was at a little mom and pop diner once in Arizona. A sign posted there read, this is not Burger King. You get it my way or not at all.
Yeah. I get your attitude or whatever, but, I'm not going to your diner then.
And finally, Aaron Kruger, R7H said, you didn't mention my favorite thing about Burger King. All of the girls on trampolines. Love the pod. See you soon in Madison. That's a Ludo reference. I didn't bring that up. Ludo references Burger King.
Okay, because I was in the weeds on that one.
Yeah, yeah, what's that?
It's a song from our first album called Girls on Trampolines, and it speaks of a mythical high school party where it's like, they've got more beer than you've ever seen, and they've got girls on trampoline, and the whole thing takes place behind Burger King.
Right. Oh, okay.
What's remember, like, growing up, it's called Girls on Trampoline. It's the mythical, like, there's more beer than you've ever seen. There's girls on trampolines.
Oh, it's those beer commercials that. And then SNL sort of did a parody of it. It was really funny.
Yeah, but ours was like when you're in high school, and it's always like, if you can just find it, because there was before cell phones or anything.
Yeah.
And there were some that were behind. There was a specific Burger King, I remember, and there's a lot of parties back there.
Oh, really?
And they were fun. Yeah, so that's that reference.
Okay.
Those are your comments, folks.
That's it?
Yeah, I did quite a few.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Thanks.
Thin, I think we came in around 8.
Oh, I don't think it was thin.
I think it was a little thin.
No.
I thought it was regulation.
Thicker than I'd say the history of the brand, don't you think?
It's one way to, you know, defend yourself is come right back at me.
Or in there.
Yeah. Well,
so seemed appropriate. I thought it was good. Yeah. I thought those comments were great.
They were great comments. I'd like to hear maybe a few more.
Mm.
I mean, you want to do some on the fly just to make yourself feel good?
You got to just make some up.
Yeah. I did appreciate it was a little more diverse. You did go to the Apple.
I did.
For once.
I don't understand how you pull Spotify ones. Like,
I don't know how to do
Spotify,
that.
Spotify, and I enjoy Spotify. I use it. I just don't know. It says comment. I don't know how to leave it. Maybe it's a desktop only.
Here, you want me to read one more?
Yeah. Hey, give us a bonus.
This is
comment,
Brett. Brett left another one. He said, Tim crushed this brand. I worked at a BK lounge when I was 15 and 16. The months leading up to turning 16, I was enrolled in management training where I had to learn and be tested routinely on how to properly assemble a Whopper. The Whopper was about 270 grams. Whopper with cheese, I think, was 300 grams. And yes, at 16 years old, I was a Friday night shift supervisor where I had to count out the registers and put together the nightly deposit.
Wow.
At just 16.
16.
Brett, you think you know somebody?
Yeah, man, that's pretty cool.
Dropping in.
Kids are prodigy.
Yeah. Way to go, Brett.
He must have been really good, though.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I mean, I think you know. It's so funny. Like, a teenager, like 15, 16, you know if somebody's, you know, got it or they don't.
Right.
I mean, how many times do you see a kid and you're just like, this kid could run a Burger King, no problem.
Sure.
That's impressive.
It is.
What's Brett do now? I'd like to know that.
He'll tell us. Yeah, he
Brett, if you don't mind. I don't know what Fortune 7 company that you run, but it's probably, Brett's probably running, what do you think?
Hopefully he took over for New Balance after your buddy, and I can maybe get some product out of this.
Yeah.
Not bad, man.
That'd be great. Or
a little informal, I think, to call my boss Rob my buddy.
You guys had a good relationship.
We had a great relationship. Yeah. He was very supportive. He's been extremely bright.
Right.
But I think it's disrespectful to call him my buddy. He's my boss.
Okay, you
guys aren't going bold.
Strike up a friendship.
I mean, now
that's
actually kind of
telling of how Greg looks at all of us.
You guys are
right?
Employees.
He's basically trying to say, quit calling me your friend.
Yeah.
It's not that kind of relationship. Yeah. He wants more of a, we're the Greg Warren, he's the Robbie D here.
You're right.
Yeah. Is what he's trying to say.
I'll tell you another thing I'm not going to call him is Robbie D. That's pretty disrespectful.
I'm friends with Robbie D. It's a different thing. Yeah. I never worked for him. I wasn't on the payroll.
You wouldn't be
fine. Like to have been. I'd love to have worked for New Balance.
You don't have what it takes.
You don't know that. I think I do. I think I got exactly what it takes.
I mean, I think, you know.
You just have to speak loudly when people come in the store.
I don't think so. I don't know if you have the work ethic. I mean, frankly.
Oh yeah, is that right?
Comments were a little thin.
Comments were great.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like
any
too
birthdays.
Much. We had a few. Let's get these plugs. Hey, happy birthday! I think either coming up or in the last week to one Corey Detweiler. I apologize, Corey, if I'm saying your last name wrong.
I would go Detweiler.
Detweiler could be. Yeah, that makes more sense, I guess. Julie Culp.
Julie Culp
up there. And
Julie Culp's a frequent contributor.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. KULP.
And this will be a fun one. This is a happy birthday to one Wyatt Sneed, who is 6 years old.
Nice.
Wyatt. There you go,
Sneed.
Buddy. Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's gonna, happy birthday.
He's going to hear this. Wyatt, you're watching this show. You're going to have a great life and learn a lot and be very successful because of us.
Happy birthday, Wyatt.
Happy birthday, Wyatt, buddy.
We're going to send you some razors.
Yeah. Oh, one more, too. We need to mention people who listen on iHeart app.
Okay.
iHeart, yeah. I didn't realize how many people use that as a medium to get the podcast. Mm. So,
not a ton.
I don't know, but
I got the
Terry Strock. Terry Stroke, Strock, Strock,
Strock,
Strock,
Don Terry. Strock, backup quarterback for Dan Greasy.
That's what you do,
Brian
with the
Greasy. Was it
Razors, right?
God,
Bob and Brian Greasy.
Bob Greasy.
I see who you're talking about.
Dan, what am I thinking?
Strock, yeah. Is that like the Razor thing?
No, that's Strop.
Oh, right,
Strock.
Well, Terry, you know, this man of the people thing, I gotta speak up. He said, hey, let's talk about these iHeart users. I'm one of them.
It's an AC/DC song?
Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. I was looking for Strock in the Name of Love.
Is that supposed to be Stop?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
It's good.
Thunderstruck is better.
I like mine.
You got one more. You guys got one more?
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on a second, man.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, because you're not a fair arbiter of the truth, if you think that Thunderstruck is not as good as Strock in the Name of Love.
Hmm.
I want to hear your logic on that. Because maybe it's something about lyric writing that I don't know when I'm stupid.
No, they're both.
Maybe
they're
it's
both
too on
bad.
The nose.
I was I'll be completely honest here. I was holding on to, what's the Razor thing called? Strop?
Strop.
See, I was going to go Strop in the Name of Love, and I couldn't get it in, so
go.
Then I saw
Strop
an opportunity.
Strop in the Name of Love, better than all
I know,
of them.
Should have done it.
It is fantastic.
I know.
Yeah, Strop. Yeah, I'd like Strop to hear you sing it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
No?
No, the moment's gone.
Strop in the Name. Somebody enjoyed my singing of the, I did the Kit Kats bar. Song last week.
Oh yeah, go. You want to do a little reprise?
Nah, I just wanted to congratulate myself.
Yeah, you thought it was for something else, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I said, give me a break for that tic tac. So I'm proud of it. Somebody acknowledge it, and it does feel good to get acknowledged.
Strop.
I would like you get the Nell Carter theme song.
Give me a break. The TV show.
Yeah,
she sings it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about
she gets up there and it's a high octave.
Strop dragging my heart around.
Yeah, man.
Pretty good.
All these are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Randy probably plays that one.
Well, Randy, when him and Petty were in a band together.
Well, no, it's what's her name? He's doing the tribute to Stevie. Stevie Nicks, man. That's her.
Yeah, but Strop dragging my heart around as Petty, right?
With her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Amazing. Sorry.
It's actually, sorry, I think it's her song feature. I mean, he wrote it, but I think it's, she put it out, I think?
I believe so.
Yeah. Strop dragging my heart. Should have gone with it early.
Strop in the Name of Love is great.
Yeah, it is good.
Strock in the Name of Love, not so great.
Yeah. That's okay. We got there. That's what's important.
We did get there, man.
That's
we
the beauty of this medium, man. There. Long form.
Yeah.
Do you have any plugs, Tim?
I believe.
Yeah, you, Greg Warren, and you, Sean O'Brien, you will be together in Lexington, Kentucky at one of my favorite spots. It's called Comedy Off Broadway. You're going to be there October 16th through 18th, which will be this weekend, so to speak.
Man, that's an awesome club. I believe, and I actually, I don't believe, I know we are doing a kid show Matinee Kids Show that Saturday. That's going to be fun.
Unbelievable.
That's is a, such a cool place. Cool town. Cool club. Just amazing. And the guy that owns it, Jordan, just one of the nicest guys.
Yeah.
Funny guy. Great guy. Cardinal fan. Teresa, who is a manager there. The fantastic. Coolest. Yeah.
Yeah, you shot your special there.
The Salesman was shot there.
Yeah. Great show. Real, real warm audience.
We're going to get some barbecue there?
Tim did the did a nice job warming up the audience. Somewhat self-congratulatory.
I did.
We'll find some barbecue if you're not on one of those anti-barbecue kicks.
No, I've been a good sport lately.
Okay.
Atlanta, we had ribs. It was fun.
And then St. Louis shows, before you know it, Greg Warren's going to be here November 6th through 9th. I think Sean and I will probably be making some appearances throughout the weekend. We'll see. But definitely get those tickets if you've got a show in mind. I'd say get them because those things are good.
They are moving.
Sell quick. Ludo shows are October 24th, 25th, and 26th in St. Louis.
What do they call that?
The pageant. Haludoween, we like to call it. So get those tickets and then Punk Rock Christmas on sale as well. And then Greg's show's coming up. Tyler, Texas, Houston, Texas, Omaha, Nebraska, Bloomington, Indiana, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati as well. There's a nice little Ohio run coming up.
Yeah.
For you. I was noticing. So if you're in Ohio, it's time to see Greg. GregWarrenComedy.com, TimConveyStuff.com. And again, if you have not watched Sean's Nate Land Showcase, my Nate Land Showcase, it is as easy as getting on YouTube, typing either one of our names and the word Nate Land. It'll pop right up. Watch those things. Leave comments. Share them. All that. It all helps. And we are very, very grateful for your support.
Very. And to you guys, too.
We have been the consumers. You guys hate. You have been consumed. So... thanks for listening.
Go Bills.